In addition to all the rhetoric and the different positions on issues, one of the most common points made by pundits in the 2016 general election campaign is that Hillary Clinton has far more staff in the key battleground states and is much more aggressive in using data to her advantage than the Trump campaign. But does Trump have an ace up his sleeve? My guest this time is Thomas Peters, founder of the YouCampaign app. That's the tool being given credit for the stunning victory of the Brexit movement in the United Kingdom, where voters shocked the world by choosing to leave the European Union earlier this year. It was also used quite effectively by the Ted Cruz presidential campaign, and now the Trump campaign is a client. So, are we about to see Brexit all over again, or are the dynamics a little bit different in a presidential campaign? And Thomas, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about the YouCampaign app. How does it work, and how is it different than some of the other data devices that we've heard so much about?
We set out to create a very intuitive way for everyday folks to make a difference for the causes and candidates they care about. So you can download our apps off of the iTunes or Google Play Store onto your smartphone, and then pretty quickly it'll show you a variety of actions you can take to impact the bottom line. It could be donating or sharing a social media message or sending a message that only you could send to a friend or family member that we think you should reach out to.
So what does this app do for a full campaign? That's kind of the zoomed in way that the app seems to work based on what you just said. So how does this work for a large-scale effort, whether it's Brexit or a presidential campaign?
For a national campaign like Donald Trump for president, what this allows us to do is send tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of pinpointed messages to people in swing states who are making up their minds about who to support for president. So, for instance, one of the actions we're doing right now is called Win a Vote for Trump, and he's asking folks across the country to send messages to pre-targeted friends and family that they know in swing states. So you might have people in New York, which is not particularly competitive, but they have friends and family in North Carolina and Florida. And so that's one of the winning edges that we're delivering for them.
What is the effectiveness rate on this? Because we hear all the time that, you know, people put their political postings on Twitter or Facebook. Their friends see it there. As far as we can tell, it may or may not make much of a difference. Most of the time, it just seems to lead to an argument. So what does your app do that makes it so much more effective than other tools?
That's the great question. So we cut through the noise by letting folks send text messages to and from each other. So, you know, you're absolutely right. If I get an email from a campaign that I'm not particularly interested in, I might ignore it or might go to my spam. But text messages are read at a 99% rate. And the text messages and emails that we send are sent from friends and family. So if I get a text message from my brother saying, "I'm supporting Donald Trump for president, here's why," that's a message that I'm much more likely to read than a lot of the other political persuasion methods.
And so in terms of targeting potential voters, there's not some grand scheme here. You're just basically building a group of people who are reaching out to the people they already know, and then in turn, many of those people will reach out to others, correct?
We're doing both ways. So we let people kind of choose for themselves who they want to reach out to, but we also allow them to opt into sharing their address book contacts, and then from there, if they say yes, we can match that to the voter file. So that's the kind of like 21st century stuff we're doing here. This allows the campaigns to kind of get a look at who your friends and family are, and then in turn make it much easier for their supporters to reach out to folks. So, you know, I know from my own experience that looking at my address book, I can't necessarily guess or know who's prone to supporting Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. But if I let the campaign give me suggestions, then not only will it say, well, out of the 400 people in your address book, here's 30 that we think will want to hear this message, but the app will even give me different messages to send to different people. So, for instance, we are sending messages about the Affordable Care Act to some folks. We are sending messages about trade deals and jobs in the economy. That's all based on the voter file that the Donald Trump campaign is working from.
Based on your experience, is it the effectiveness based more on who's sending it or what the message is?
I think actually it matters more who's sending it. You know, issues absolutely matter as well, but, you know, it's actually pretty striking to receive a targeted message from a friend or family member saying, you know, here's how I'm voting, and here's how I help you vote. That is something that definitely we might see it on Twitter or Facebook. We might, you know, get emails from campaigns. But I know that I tend to value my friends and family's opinion very much, and that is something that I think we're seeing borne out in the evidence of what our apps produce.
Let me get your thoughts on a couple other things here while we have the chance. First of all, we've heard a lot about data in the past couple of presidential election cycles. The Obama campaign used it very effectively in 2008 and seemed to do the same in 2012. In 2012, the Romney campaign thought they had a winner with the ORCA system. Explain how your app contrasts and compares to those and why you believe yours is superior.
Well, I actually had the idea to found this company on the night that ORCA failed in 2012 and Mitt Romney lost the presidential race. I was following that effort very closely, and I was very impressed by its potential. But I think they made a couple mistakes. I think, first of all, they didn't fully embrace mobile technology. Mitt Romney had an app, but all he really used it for was to announce who his running mate was. We set out to use smartphone technology to its fullest extent. So we use push notifications, we use address book matching, and we use fun stuff like gamification and social capital to give people points and credit for what they're doing. I think that's much more the future of political activism, is to make it engaging and fun, just like, you know, all the other games that you might download on your phone, from Candy Crush Saga to Pokemon Go.
And how do you compare it to the traditional method of getting out the vote, the knocking on the doors, the phone calls, and that sort of thing?
That's extremely important, but there are very few people who have the energy and the motivation to wake up early on a Saturday morning and go door knocking. God bless the folks who do. However, there's far more folks who are probably sitting on their couch watching TV with their smartphone in their hand who can also make a difference, and that's kind of the market of people that we're targeting. We want people who are not very engaged in the political process to take that first step, and to do that, we're making it as easy as possible, as easy as downloading an app.
Why can't the pollsters find these same people?
Certainly millennials tend to be a little bit more difficult. You know, cell phones can be a little bit more tricky to have down the landlines. You know, we're not so much trying to find everyone as we are trying to find folks who are interested in getting involved in politics. So in our experience, those are people who are already somewhat connected to a campaign or an advocacy group. And so, you know, the campaign or advocacy group will reach out and ask folks to download their app. And then from there, the first group of people on the app can start inviting their friends and family, and on and on. With the Donald Trump app, actually, we're bringing in a new person for about every 12 that they do. And that's actually an incredibly impressive statistic. To actually get new people to download an app and get very involved in a campaign is a hard thing to do.
What about down ballot? Do you have other candidates who are using this same app, whether it's Senate or House, Governor, and that sort of thing?
That's right. Yeah, we're doing Senator Rand Paul's reelection. We have clients such as the Colorado Republican Party, congressional races, state races. But the majority of our effort right now is focused on the presidential race. We also have a couple of big advocacy groups. We're working with the National Rifle Association. That's very exciting.
And I don't know if you're in the prediction business, Thomas, but what do you think the impact of your app's going to be tomorrow?
I think the impact will be that more people will be more involved in the political process than they would have been without our app. And that is our proudest achievement.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, and if Trump can do what the Brexit movement did or come even closer than most of the opinion polls suggest, we'll certainly see your stock rising. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thomas Peters is founder of the YouCampaign app. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.